Started right now.
Yep, you ready? Alright, get ready
I'm
for the
not, not at all.
podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is funny.
Welcome back, Scotch Gamers! This is Sunday, 13th of January, 2013. Yes, that's right, we survived. We did another year, we did a year, and we're back in the new year. We haven't died, apart from maybe some people, I don't know, maybe some people died. But not our hosts!
Liam died as well.
Not our hosts, our hosts are here. With us today, we have Sideswipe, aka Shannon Miller. How are you going today, my friend?
Good, good, good. There we are. So I'm moving my camera around, so trying to figure out where it is. What's up? I'm going well.
What have you been doing over the Christmas holidays?
Well, I worked a lot. Being in retail, you know, selling stuff to people so they can give them kids presents and stuff like that. And then, yeah, just very recently in the new year, got back from recording our first CD, so it's
those
been pretty busy times.
Those fucking kids.
All those right. Kids.
We'll see. So you're having a few snacks there. You enjoying those? How's you been? How'd you go over Christmas?
It went well.
Is that all? Is that all?
I had a lot of beers. There's so many beers. Like, if you were to count the beers, you'd have a lot. And that's all that happened. Yeah.
All right. See, drunk beers.
Yeah. And the recording with Shannon, obviously.
All right.
That's about it.
And Black Singe, aka Chris, my friend Mayer. How have you been? And why do you look like a zombie?
That's not even. Yeah.
So what
I'm
was that?
Fucking tired. I'm just tired, man. But I've been good. Over the last holidays, you know, bought a house.
Oh,
and
that's exciting.
Another house for a rental unit as well, because real estate right now is a really good investment.
Can I have one of those houses?
No.
For free.
Fuck off.
Damn it.
Sandwich.
I tried. And me, I've been working, been playing a lot of WoW. I don't think I've done much. Drunk a lot of scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Started running. That was fun. That was also started running on the streets, trying to get fit. You know, boring. I hate running.
You run with
it?
A scotch?
I wish I could run with a scotch.
Kurt
takes one
day. A camelback full of scotch.
I wish I could just have a glass of scotch with all my ice in it, just fucking running down the street, just running along,
those guys
sipping a scotch.
The marathons, and they fill their cups with vodka, and they hand them to the runners as if it's water.
Oh, yeah.
You watch the reaction.
No, you just hold up a sign saying this is scotch. You'd have so many people running and grabbing it.
I mean, no one wants to drink a scotch while running. It's like,
oh, you'd be surprised. I think you know a few kids come
I'd
along.
Be there.
Just be like, fuck this marathon. I'm just gonna sit here next to the scotch dude.
Yeah, but
scotch dude.
Scotch man is more like it.
Alright, so it was.
We're going to
go around the table quickly, or not quickly, but and just see what games you guys been playing over the New Year's Christmas period. Just want to get a feeling of what we've been up to with that sort of thing. Start in the middle of the time. We'll see, mate. What have you been playing over the Christmas period? What was the game of choice?
Well, I had two basically. The first one's LOL. And League of Legends, I've been like winning ranks like a mad dog. I had a winning streak, went to 10 or whatever. I was sick. And on the side, been playing Harvest Moon Towns, and that's been basically what I've been doing.
Awesome, very nice.
Chris, Will approves of Harvest
Will
Moon,
see?
By the way.
Really? You like it? What's it about?
Yeah. Oh, Harvest Moons, like a farming simulator type game.
Oh,
where,
you've been playing
you
Harvest
know,
Moon? Oh God.
Yeah, it's cool.
Alright, so Black Sins, I know you don't play bad. I know you don't play bad games like Wolsey. So what have you been up to?
Who?
You, mate.
You,
Black Sins.
Oh. You, bruh.
Well, you know, there's been lots of WoW, you know, just farming Heroic Shaw and stuff. And 2 days of raiding now, it's kind of nice.
You killed Heroic Shaw, so that was congratulations.
Yeah, we got a US 15th kill on 25, man. It's pretty big. Pretty big deal. Now we
sounds big.
Second week of killing it last week. We just cleared everything in 2 days. Pretty awesome. I'm playing Far Cry 3. That's an amazing game. Extremely fun.
What do you like about it?
It's just, it's really enjoyable, the open world.
My favorite
world,
part was the sun.
Sun?
Yeah, the sun. That was pretty cool.
Well, what do you like about that? What do you like about the sun, Shannon?
It shone.
Oh, shone. Brilliant.
I like the adventure a lot. I feel like there's definitely a lot of adventure in the game. I mean, there's a lot that goes on, and the storyline I feel like is pretty well done. That's definitely fun. I've been playing that, a lot of Black Ops 2 on Xbox, because, I don't know. Fun. Whatever.
For me, I've been, well, you guys know, I play WoW a lot, so I'll just, like, skip that one to the side. I obviously been playing WoW.
Please,
I wasn't done, right, mate?
No, you're done.
No, I'm not done.
Alright.
Like, so many games.
You're done.
Oh,
you're done, Chris. Nah, kidding.
I spat in shape right to there. That was sick. That was so funny.
All right. What other games are you playing, Chris? I'm sorry. Sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, you know, nothing special. Just some games, man. You know, no big deal.
Oh god.
Alright.
I wanted to tell you that I wasn't done, you know.
Alright. Well, I have been playing, apart from WoW, played Sleeping Dogs. That was an amazing adventure. Loved that storyline. Beautiful game. Loved exploring. It felt like I was actually in Hong Kong. Beautiful. Played Saints Row the Third a little bit as well. Played with my friend Amory, you know that guy, he's a cool guy.
Not Liam, it's just Amory.
He's okay at things like that sometimes.
He's okay until he's
just crazy, like
games.
Look, he likes the puss. But that was an inside joke, guys. I'm sorry, if you could tell, we were laughing about it because I don't know if you guys have played Saints. Alright. I don't know if you guys played Saints Row the Third, but you can dress up in some pretty sexy outfits in that game. And I play a female character. So I was dressed up in some pretty sexy outfits. Liam was trying to look up my skirt. Well, Amory was trying to look up my skirt to see the puss. And he liked it.
Yeah, I
no,
honestly
no,
think
let's
that my
Liam's quite...
my Saints Row the Third outfit is sexier than yours, though, Kurt.
Maybe. I don't think so, though.
Alright. See that puss. Never touch that puss.
That's what he said.
Liam.
Amory, our favorite guy. What else did I play? Obviously played a bit of Dead Island today. That was pretty freaking fun and everything. And I don't think there was anything else I played at all. Shannon, on to you, my friend.
Yeah, I was just playing League of Legends the whole time. Like, for like the last month, that's all I was playing.
Wait, Kurt, you left out Castle Crashers.
Oh, sorry.
We played that for half an hour.
You left out friggin' Harry Potter.
Oh, shit! Yeah. I forgot all about that. Alright, I'll let you in. I've been playing the Harry Potter series from the first game, you know, the incredibly old game that was on PC and whatever, that has horrible graphics. And I've been going along every single one. I've been streaming it as well, so if you guys watch it, I'll probably just be still doing that because I haven't finished. Beat the first game, beat the second game. I finished the third game, I think, in like 2 hours. Fucking wrecked that game. Then I hit the fourth game. It was at that point that I realized that the developers didn't know what they were doing when they created the fourth game. They made probably the worst game I've ever played in my life. I have to... I can't change the graphics options, so that's fun. I can't change any of the controls, so I can't keymap my keyboard to any of the controls. So I have to use... Look, as a gamer, I'm sure you know, you're used to using WASD for your keys to move around. It's natural, it's fun, it's organic, it's great. It's good. What they're forcing me to do, though, is use the arrow keys to move around.
Oh, sounds awful.
I'm not exactly... It feels like I'm doing things... It feels like I'm wanking with my left hand, to be honest. It's just not... It's just not normal. So, you know that. So, I haven't finished the fourth game yet, because I'm about three-quarters of the way through the game. Slowly doing it, wanting to shoot myself in the face. But... I'll get through it, and the only reason I'm doing it is because I want to finish it and get on to the fifth game, because apparently it's really good. So, come watch me on Twitch. I always do it sometimes. I'll probably do it after the stream today. Who knows? Alright, Shannon, back to you. Sorry.
You didn't finish it?
Oh, yeah. I haven't finished it yet, man. Haven't finished it yet.
Oh, come on.
yeah, just played League of Legends shitloads. Got to level 30 finally on it so I can play ranked games. I'm doing okay at that.
Been enjoying ranked?
Yeah, it's fun. There's at my level, there's still some bad players, including myself. So,
what's your elo at now?
You win some. Actually, I can tell you right now. Hold on, I'll bring up the thing. 1162.
Yes, that's horrible. Back up.
Yes, thanks.
Quite horrible.
Thanks, Kurt.
No worries.
Yeah.
Well, I think like
fucking kill you.
What's elo hell? Elo hell is like what, 1500? I think the game doesn't get like you don't get really bad players to like 1800, yeah?
Once you get up to 1500, it gets better.
Alright.
So yeah, just been playing that really, like, nothing else. Weird.
Alright, excellent. Alright, let's get on to some of the news. Some of it's going to go quite a while back, because obviously we've had a month break over the holidays. So it might be a little bit old news, but some new news as well. And we'll give it input and see what you think. New Pokemon! That's the first big news. New Pokemon games. They have been announced. They are called X and Y.
Don't worry, we know, don't we, Wilson?
they will be released worldwide on October 13. First off, I would like to say I'm really excited for new Pokemon. I've played every single Pokemon game since it's come out. I love them. They're good games. You guys excited for a new Pokemon?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know.
Did you play the other ones?
I don't play much Pokemon all the time. But, you know, I might start up again. If my R4 allows this 3DS game to be on it.
If you're what, sir?
Yeah. Oh, because I use the old... Anyway.
The old wizard's chip.
Yeah.
What do you
think
about... I'm
watching the trailer now. That looks gay, so what? I don't know.
What do you think about the worldwide release? Like, all the other games have been released in Japan first, obviously, and then released months later in US. Do you think this is a good move for gaming as a whole, or just... What do you think of this? Chris, Mayo.
What do I think of it? Yeah, go ask someone else this question.
Shannon, what do you think of it?
I can see the fucking emptiness on your face. Yeah. That was awesome. I think it's just like I would say like a natural move because it has taken into the sixth generation to do it, but Pokemon's massive in the West. Like, obviously it's still huge in Japan, there's no doubt about it. Like, all the paraphernalia, everything that follows it, but it's just a natural progression. Everyone else is doing worldwide releases for games. The only place that seems to still be lagging behind is Japan, so obviously they'll be working around the clock to make sure that they have the translations done for everywhere, which is a good move. A lot of people, and I know that you did as well, Kurt, played it in Japanese months before it came out. Like, it's almost like 7-8 months before it came out anywhere else.
Oh, it was in Japan as well when it happened.
Excuse me. So, yeah, it's definitely a good move. I don't see what bad move could come out of it at all.
It's fantastic. And I'm actually thinking of, like, it's making me seriously want to buy a 3DS, and no other game has made me want to buy one, really. Like, I think a lot of people are actually probably going to buy a 3DS.
You know what this reminds me of? You know, on the Nintendo 64, how they had that, I was just Pokemon Battles, and you
Pokemon Stadium.
Just battle only. Yeah, Stadium, that's the one. And it sort of reminds me of that, like, how they have the 3D attacks and all that, whatever. So, yeah. I'm just assuming it's just going to be Pokemon Stadium.
You know,
Pokemon Stadium is
fucking sick.
No,
anyway.
It's got to be like a proper role-playing game, like on the Game Boy. Yeah.
You know what would be
really
cool?
The battle system will look like the one from Stadium.
Yeah.
You know what would be really cool, Shannon? If they made a Wii U version of Pokemon. Like, I know the reason they have been doing just Game Boy pretty much is because they want people to be able to go around and trade and stuff like that. And when they have tournaments and stuff like that, so it's been hard to bring, like, your, like, Xbox or your Wii to a convention and battle each other. But with the Wii U, it's possible that they can make, like, docking ports for the Wii Pad, and you just bring your Wii Pad to the convention and dock it into another Wii. Like, I think that's something they could possibly do. I don't know. What do you think?
I think so. I think that'd be a huge step in the right direction, definitely, to have Pokemon on the Wii U. They'd probably get the Wii U some much-needed attention as well.
Yeah, with the trading now and everything, like, most of the trading used to be done by link cables and everything, but now obviously it's done over the internet most of the time, so you don't really even have to leave anywhere to do trading, I guess, is what I'm saying. What do you think, Wilsey?
You mean trading Pokemon?
Well, having like a Wii U, do you think a Wii U console version should be something they look into in the future?
Yeah, well, because I reckon much more better than whatever Nintendo could bring out. I mean, on the 3DS. Because I think the graphic on the 3DS, the one I just saw in the trailer, they looked the same as Nintendo 64 did, so why couldn't they, you know, they'll probably do a better job on the Wii U.
Yeah. Alright,
Well, I think that they're in part trying to kind of keep some of the original Pokemon feel. Because, I mean, updating Pokemon graphics and having, like, this kind of newer feeling game just, I don't think, would quite feel the same. It would not feel like the Pokemon that everyone knows and loves.
They've very, very slowly updated the graphics via each generation. I mean, it actually looks fairly good now. I don't mind how it looks. Speaking of the Wii U, though, who's played? I know, Shannon, you got one over Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got one.
Anyone else played the Wii U?
I still haven't played it. All right, but Nick's not here. I think he got one, didn't he?
I don't know. So we'll go to Shannon on this one, since you actually have experience. Now that the Wii U's been out a while, you've had personal playtime, you own one, do you think it is a next-gen console? Do you think we can consider it next-gen, or do you think it's current-gen?
Alright. I'll probably answer this, like, a couple of different parts. I'll almost give an explanation for each of its, I suppose, features, and whether I think they are or are not next-gen. Graphics, definitely current-gen at the moment. One positive outlook for it, though, is the games that are out that are on other consoles at the same time, like Mass Effect or any of those other third parties, look just as good, if not slightly a bit better, or in some cases slightly just behind the other consoles, which is good for a first release game. If you can remember back, you know, five, 6 years ago now, when the Xbox and PlayStation came out, games didn't look quite as good as what they do today. Like, they actually look so much better. Excuse me. In that respect, it's kind of with the times at the moment, but I don't expect it to go miles and miles ahead to catch up to what the new consoles from whatever PlayStation or Microsoft bring out. I don't think it'll ever reach that.
It's never really been, you know, Nintendo's goal to do that, though.
No,
they're more oriented in, like, a kind of like a family, fun, almost cartoony console where it's, you know, it's just about enjoying the game for what it is, and, like, the gameplay and having, like, kind of like a goofy, kind of bright, uppity gameplay.
Yeah, exactly. But the cool thing is there are now games on it that do suit, you know, more mature gamers. As for the online features, and in particular the controller, I'm going to put them hand in hand with one another. Obviously the controller has its benefits. It's got the touchscreen in the center, which is useful for some games. A lot of the games will let you actually play directly on that screen, so you can walk around your house and play the game wherever you are. Like, I've been playing Mario in bed every
night.
Take it to the toilet if it still through all the walls. So that's pretty awesome.
Have you tested the range of it?
I can get from my lounge room to basically to the back of my house and it'll still be fine, and I can walk out onto the street, like out onto the main road, and it'll, and I can still play it on the controller, so I can sit outside and play it at the table and chairs that I've got out the front. But the thing that I want to talk about the most is, separate from obviously the functionality, you know, the immediate functionality that, you know, being able to like touch the screen and like access your inventory and stuff, the online features coupled with the controller in particular are pretty damn awesome. Got this thing called Miiverse, which is basically like a forum built into the console. For any game that releases on the console, it'll have its own separate forum where people can chat and like, you know, talk about like whether they're finding it hard in the game, or they can just talk about the game in general, whether they think it's good or not. It's a really interesting feature that's never been done on a console before, and as I can see it, that is definitely a next generation thing. The social aspect and the online aspect of the console is ahead of the other systems. I'm not talking about online gaming, I'm just talking about the social aspect. It's almost, you know, it's like having sort of Facebook built into your console, where you and your friends and even other people that you don't know, you can see what they think about things. As for the store, it's really easy to use. It's pretty much what you'd expect.
I've heard, though, that they're not doing a very good job with the store. Like, they're not putting, like, the titles that they're coming up aren't really good. They're not
updating very regularly. Yeah, well, I was actually just about to lead into that. Yeah, the store itself is really easy to use. And like you click on it, everything's in nice like colourful bubbles and just looks good. But yeah, since it's come out, not too much has been put on there. I don't think anything new in the last couple of weeks. Like there's only two demos available, one for FIFA, which no one cares about because it's been out since October, and the other is for Rayman Legends, which was actually really good. And for the stuff that you can buy off the store, yeah, there's stuff all like apart from like obviously the games that they've let available, like the ones that have already come out at launch, there's hardly any indie titles or anything like that, so hopefully that beefs up soon. But yeah, other than that, like, it's a really good console. Like, to be honest, if this console had to come out at the beginning of the console generation, and was able to, like, pull all these games like it's going to, and hopefully as it will do in the future, I would say it's probably the best console out of the three. It just needs the games. It just needs games. Like, the only game at the moment that anyone really wants to play is Mario.
Yeah.
And it's Mario. Like, everyone's played Mario before. It's no different than what you can play on the DS. It just needs better games. And once it does, then people start buying it. Yeah. It's going to be pretty big. But then, you will see, you know, potentially at the end of next year, end of this year, I should say, new consoles coming out, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But from as it stands now, I really enjoy it. I play it more than I've played any of my other consoles. You know, well, like being able to have the controller in my bedroom and just go to bed and then just use it and browse the internet and go on YouTube on it. It's really cool. It's like having a tablet, and I've never had the need for a tablet either, so it's kind of like two in one for me.
Well, if you've never had the need for a tablet, you know, then why? Why is that so great? Like, don't you have things that you can do that with anyway? You know,
well,
browse the internet from in bed and...
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've never wanted to get a tablet because I'm always at my computer when I'm at home. However, when I go to bed, I will go on my phone and browse Reddit and, you know, view videos or whatever like that. So by having this controller, I get the best of both worlds. I get to play a game in my bed, and then I also get to use the features that I never thought I would use, but I would never actually solely buy a tablet. Like, this sort of, like, it shrinks down both of those things, or, like, makes it in one for me, so it's good. I like that.
So, basically what you're saying is it's next-gen in some ways, but not next-gen in others.
It's definitely, in the graphics, it's not next-gen. That's what it's not next-gen. I think in the other features, though, like, there hasn't been a game console that has a touchscreen controller with the screen on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's definitely, like, a new thing. And it wouldn't surprise me if Sony and Microsoft think of doing something similar with their stuff, because it's not a gimmick feature. Obviously within games it can be, because, you know, people are just going to use it as a menu. Like, yeah, it's useful, but it's kind of like a gimmick, you don't really need it. But for the features outside of the games, definitely an awesome thing, definitely something that could be used a lot.
Alright, awesome. So we move on to the next one, once everyone's finished talking about that one. The developers that brought you The Witcher and The Witcher 2 have released a teaser trailer this week for their, well, one of the upcoming games called Cyberpunk 2077. It's a really cool trailer, and I've got it here for you now, and I'll just quickly show you guys. So it's about, what, 2 minutes long or something? So enjoy.
Touch me like I'm an ordinary man. Have a look in my eyes. Underneath my skin there is a violence. It's got a gun in its hands. Ready to make sense of anyone, anything, anyone, anything, anyone, anything, anyone, anything, anyone, anything. Black holes living in the side of your face. Waves of wire spinning around your
back to the right one.
I watched a 4-minute video. What happened?
You're sure? No. Wow, so that basically we know that's a teaser trailer, so there's no gameplay footage there, and it's pretty much there to show us what the world is sort of like and a few things into it. I thought it was an amazing teaser trailer, and I'm thoroughly looking forward to seeing what else they're going to come up with in this title. What do you guys think?
I think it looks fucking awesome.
True.
What do you think of the world?
The world looks really cool. Like it's like an extension of our world. It's not like they've gone for a super sci-fi look where everything is futuristic. It's almost like a realistic portrayal of what it would be like, you know, in, you know, 60 years, like. They'll just be building on top of what we already have. Like, it's not just all going to disappear.
So you think in 60 years, Shane, we're going to have razor blade mantis arms?
I hope so. I want to see it with razor blade mantis arms. I still find them very attractive.
I'm already a mantis.
I don't know. The best thing for me about that trailer was that damn song. It's so catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool song. Do you think you'd like it that much if it wasn't for the video clip along with it, though?
No, I don't, like, I think it's just gonna be awesome. Like, taking off from what they did with The Witcher 2 and how it was, like, you know, the first, like, hardcore RPG that was sort of around for a few years. The graphics, the storyline, everything like that, we know that they can do a pretty damn good game. And, you know, it's still a ways off, and I can just imagine how amazing the game would probably look when it does come out. Like, I reckon it'll look fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward. Obviously, it's a fair way off, so this is just early stuff. But what did come out of it, as Cryptic likes to do, they hid a message in the teaser trailer. I don't know if you saw it, because it's only one frame in the entire trailer, and it went by ridiculously fast. But basically what the message said was, and that's not all that's new, we are about to reveal our other project, which is much closer to being completed. And yes, it will also be a fully open world game with an intense story. You can probably guess the game we're talking about. On the 5th of November, of February, sorry, it will all be clear. Witcher 3? Maybe?
Yeah. Or something similar. I think it'll be some sort of fantasy style. I'm not sure, I never finished Witcher 2. Could it be open? Could it definitely lead into Witcher 3?
Yeah, of course. Of course it is.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's probably going to be Witcher 3, although it's a very interesting thing to think of. Like, you know, Witcher 2 only came out about a year and a half ago now, maybe just a little bit longer, but it hasn't been out for very long, and the time between Witcher 1 and Witcher 2 was something like almost 4 years. So perhaps they mean not too long off, maybe the end of this year, early next year?
Well, yeah, I think 2077 is looking at... I don't think it's definitely not the. I don't think it's this year, 2015. Well, they could be hinting to us in the title. Maybe it's coming out 2077. Who knows?
I'll be fucking dead, won't I?
Wow, that's awfully optimistic, Shannon. I'm gonna live till I'm 150. So, but you know, I think most likely it will be Witcher 3. I don't know of any other open world RPG thing that we would actually predict from them.
Unless they're making Fallout 4, but, and it's not Bethesda.
No, Bethesda would make that.
Yeah, I know, I'm kidding.
Did you guys play Witcher 2, Chris or Wilson?
No, I didn't. No.
Why don't you guys play some games?
I saw
games?
It though, it looks pretty crazy.
Why don't you guys ever play good games? Come on, guys. Get your act together.
Do you guys like sex and stuff like that?
Get your act together.
Witcher 2 gives you sex, man.
There's sex in Witcher 2, he's right.
Oh, yeah, I think yeah.
It's the only part he's seen.
Well, well, you know, cool.
So, so I think I vote probably Witcher. Shannon.
Yeah, Witcher, I guess. I don't think there's anything else that CD Projekt has even mentioned or have done before Witcher. So, I think it's just a logical progression.
And that makes me super excited.
Yeah.
Alright, so
I actually bought The Witcher.
Did you?
I just haven't played it yet.
Are you retarded in any way?
quite a few, yeah.
Yes.
No, I haven't. Man, I have so many games to play. I have not quite had a chance to play a majority of them.
What game are you playing right now?
I'm leveling my Paladin. And well,
Alter for that, and open Witcher 2.
I'd much rather do that when I can just pay attention to a game and be immersed in it rather than
He
wants
like
to play
the
face roll WoW, that's what he wants to do.
I want what?
He wants to play face roll WoW and just level his paladin.
Exactly. It's like very mundane and boring, and my girlfriend wants me to like level my paladin so I can play with her on it and alt run, so oh yeah. Totally, bro.
Alright, so we'll go on to the next thing. X13 is making their first PC / console, like a mini PC for your living room, your TV, running Steam, backed by Valve. So pretty much it's a Steam box. The thing looks really cool. I think it's going to be pretty high end. Let me look at some information on it. No. Yeah, so it's going to be pretty high end. I think they're looking at probably $1,000 for the high end one. What do you guys think of this? Sort of like, it seems like a few companies are actually now coming out with Steam boxes.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I think the interesting thing is that, well, it's not surprising, but it's still interesting.
I think it's called Project Piston as well, sorry, I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
But is this Steam box relating to Steam, the actual...
Yeah,
the
software.
Yeah. Well,
it's
that.
like a console. It's like a Steam console.
Steam can fuck itself.
But I think the The idea is though that they're upgrade.
They think they can
upgradeable.
My room. Fucking internet grabber, that's what that is. Take the internet and shit it out. I don't know. Fucking Steam.
What I don't understand is why Steam is trying to develop this, you know, when they have pretty much the top on the computer, and the computer gives them a lot more flexibility, whereas, I mean, I guess there's a whole different market for consoles, but at the same time, I feel like they are dominating the PC market, and it's going to be really hard for them to compete, and, you know, with all the rest of the consoles that have already been out at this point, because, well, you know, we have...
So the thing is, this thing's technically a PC. It's going to be fairly expensive as it is, and I think...
it's going to have a controller, not a mouse and keyboard, yeah. Correct? And
yeah, I think so.
So that being said, you know, the reason that we all use Steam is because we fucking like to play PC games. We like a mouse and a keyboard, not a controller. And I feel like the people that are, you know, used to PlayStation and Xbox are going to stick with that a reason, the Steam console, simply because, you know, that's what they've known at this point. So it's a really hard time to come into the market and compete with these consoles. They've been out for so long at this point, and they're so loved by the community.
Well, I think the problem is, right, obviously, as I said, it's expensive. But I don't think you're really going to get the PC customer base, because the PC customers, as you said, they like to play on their PC. They're already using them on the PC. Like, I don't think they're going to want to buy an extra console just to play PC games on their computer.
Especially not from that price.
Exactly. And the console guys aren't willing
PC games on their TV.
Yeah.
And the graphics cards, like any new graphics card for any of the new games that are coming out, all have HDMI, you know, hookups. If you really want to, you can just hook up your computer to your TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, set up like a little table for your mouse and keyboard if that's what you desire to do, and you could game like that.
They've instantly lost all like PC users in this, I think.
No, I don't think they lost them. The PC users will still use Steam.
They wouldn't use the Steam box. Like,
yeah, no.
Why would you use the Steam box if you have a Steam fucking thing on your computer?
Well, I think
I feel like
games could be cheaper on the Inbox, maybe.
It's price wise
like
as well. Like,
deal. Yeah.
I think it's price wise because the people that can afford it are PC gamers. They've already bought a fucking good computer to play the games on. Console gamers aren't like they play consoles. I think mainly one of the reasons because it's a cheaper alternative than PC gaming for starters. So they're not going to want to buy a hugely expensive console.
Yeah.
I think this all comes down to
Steam.
Well, and console gamers also mostly play console games for the multiplayer aspect of it, more the multiplayer of being able to play with people in the same room. So what does Steambox bring in terms of that?
Well, it's got Steam on it, I think it's going to be like original console as well. You could probably play in the same room.
I mean, are you going to be able to have a flip, like a four screen? Obviously, Steam doesn't have Halo. But for example, you know, is it going to support four players for a game like Halo? You know, a four-player split screen.
I'd imagine it.
No,
the
other players are immersed Steam.
No, it won't.
It'll
be online.
If it's not
going to
do that, then the Steambox is going to be shit. It's never going to go anywhere, because that's a huge reason why console gamers are console gamers. It's simply because of that. Like, you can't have your friends over, you know, drink some beers or whatever and have a good time playing fucking, you know, Call of Duty on your PC together. Like, it doesn't work. Who the fuck does that?
The one thing I can see, though, is I think this thing might be...
Hey, bro, my Steam box.
What do you say?
Sorry, Kurt.
I think this...
What was Wilsey's comment?
Like someone comes over, though. Hey, bro, brought my Steam box.
Yeah, I brought my Steam box.
Ready to get steamy, bro?
I brought my TV too, so we can, you know, we can LAN. I had to bring it all.
The only way,
you know, it doesn't support
one controller,
multi.
Bro.
The only way I can see this maybe being good is if it's upgradable. Say you buy it and you can upgrade it with like, you can buy a graphics card for it or something and put that.
Well,
in.
They're gonna be specialty parts though. They're gonna be specialty parts. They're not gonna be like you can walk down to your local PC shop and buy like a new
but
graphics
still,
card.
But still, like you can't
but
buy.
No. If Steam wanted to have a competitive market, like, okay, if they wanted this to actually be like competitive and to making profit off of this, then they would have to be where you could go down to your PC shop and buy the part that you need. But then at the same time, it's like, what? Why the fuck wouldn't you just buy a computer? Like, what's the point? Yeah. Why not just develop a controller like that Steam creates and hook it up to your computer?
That'd be actually
and
pretty
develop
cool. Like a
better
controller.
Interfacing with televisions. Why develop a whole new fucking box that works exactly like a computer for a system that you already run a computer off? Like, where's the thinking here?
You know what would
be
better?
What are they doing?
I could work for Steam because I'm going to fucking blow everyone's mind.
Right, 2014, so an actual Steam shop.
Right, Dan and Miller, it. Steam 2014. Right. Listen to me, Kurt, don't cut me off.
Alright, I like it.
I'm going to... Alright, here we go. So the Steam box should actually be a component that plugs into your computer. It uses a similar Wi-Fi that the Wii U uses to its controller. You stream directly to your main TV all the things that you have on your Steam from your PC. Then you cut out the whole, oh, I don't want to buy another Steam box because you've already got a PC.
Mm-hmm.
Stream it live to your TV.
Like, we'll get into that later. Because there's some
pretty
stuff
cool.
That's all that coming out. This is going to be a little bit of a hardware section because there is a lot of hardware news that's coming out. So this isn't made, this Steam box we've been talking about just then, isn't made by Valve. It's made by X13, backed by Valve, obviously. But Valve has recently said that with the many Steam boxes that are coming out, this isn't the only one, Piston. There are others going to be coming out as well. Valve is also making their own one. They're developing their own version of the Steam box. A few of the things that they're saying it's going to do is it's going to run Linux apparently, but you'll be able to install Windows if you want to run Windows on it. Its controller has biometric feedback on it.
And this all seems
he mentions gaze tracking as being super important, so that looks great, I guess. And the Valve wants you to make your own Steam stores. They don't want there to be one Steam store. They want us to create our own stores. Some people will create Sony stores, some people will create stores with only the games they think meet their quality well. Someone is going to be able to create a store that says these are the worst games on Steam. So that's an example of where their Steam, like Valve's thinking, Steam's thinking is going. It's named Bigfoot. It's named Bigfoot, and it'll be a server too, with near future enabling you to have one PC and 8 televisions, 8 controllers, everyone getting great performance out of it. The LAN party just made a comeback, only without all the tables. I like certain parts of this. I like the store part. A lot of stuff we were talking about before comes in. Same thing with this. But what are your thoughts about some of the things that they said about this?
I think it's
never
like shit.
I'm a little concerned that this could be a huge downfall for these companies because they're going to be pouring resources and things into this rather than, you know, keeping what they do best. And, you know, these companies could start to definitely...
Valve are innovators, though.
It's almost like Valve are trying to make their own telecommunications network. Like, they're letting people create their own hardware for their service. I just don't see that being, like Chris was saying, financially stable. Like, you're going to get all these people that are making Steam boxes. Like, that's not how, like, consoles work for Sony. They don't just, like, say, oh, yeah, use all of our stuff and make your own store, but you can build your own machine. Like, I can just see people buying a certain Steam box. Like, most people are probably just going to buy the Valve Steam box, you know what I mean? Like,
but why not just develop a program for the computer that does the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, I think
like,
that
wouldn't
will
that
be.
But wouldn't that be infinitely easier? They can run Windows or Linux, like, why not just develop a program for the computer that allows users to do the exact same thing? It would be infinitely easier. I mean, like, there's no reason not to do that.
Well, I think the one thing they're wanting, well, the last thing they said is will be a server as well, not just a PC. And I think that what they said is they're trying to make LAN parties have a comeback without all the cables.
I love how all the pictures are just, like they don't show the other side, it's just the grill and then the logo on the actual one of the sides. I've looked Google it, it's just like all the features of the side of it. And then you open it up, it's like your computer or something. USBs, shit everywhere.
I don't look, see,
think about it.
The problem is price, I think. I don't know if they could do this at a cheap enough to make it work. I don't know if you guys like it, but I do like the thought of us like being able to make our own stores, like say like a franchise, I guess, but on the internet, like have retail stores and stuff, like maybe not EB, but like some others. You can create your own store in real life. People go there, buy stuff. Right now, it's all through Steam. But how about in the future? You have people having their own franchises of Steam on the internet.
There'll be some actual retail shops.
That is a good idea. Don't get me wrong there, but I don't know.
Why does it have to be on the box? Like, why not develop a program?
I assume it's gonna be on the internet. I assume it's gonna be on the normal internet as well.
There's definitely an issue with it if three people are saying it's not a good idea and we were all like crazy for the Ouya, because that thing just sounds fucking awesome. This thing just sounds weird. This is just a weird idea. Like, if Steam were to come out and create the box just themselves and weren't letting other people make them, then that would seem a bit more logical. But this is just seeming like a weird thing.
I agree with you.
A weird thing. Yeah.
I don't know why they're making everyone else.
It's like I said before, it's like a car company, like Mercedes saying, oh, you know, Audi, do you want to make some Mercedes for us? Like, what a fucking weird thing. We're going to use, you can put whatever you want in it, but it's still going to be a Mercedes. You know what I mean? It's just, it's exactly what they're doing. Like, you know, they're saying, make a Steam box, you can put whatever you want in it, but in the end, it's still a Steam box. Still using Steam. Why not just make one console?
The only way I could think of is, with all these developers, you can do what you want, just like having like a computer, you have all different parts and stuff like that, but all running like Windows.
Yeah, but the different thing is when you got a PC, you're the one that puts that together. Like, that's the consumer's choice. Like, with these, you're gonna still be buying them pre-built.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but, and I mean, Curtis, there is gonna be the possibility to upgrade them. Like, think about these companies that are gonna, you know, be making the upgrade parts. They're gonna have to develop a whole new, you know, thing, like special graphics cards for the Steam box.
Yeah, I can.
Oh,
so
no, you get,
they're
you
all
get
gonna
that
be like
new
fucking mobile cards. Or something.
I don't think this is gonna succeed at all. But I can see, I can sort of see where their thinking is coming from. Where they just want to have Steam as prolific as possible in the future and try to get it off just the PC. I think that's just where they I think that's where their thinking is coming from. I don't think it's gonna work at all.
They'd be better off by, you know, signing a contract, like having Microsoft sign a contract. They would be better off by talking to Microsoft and signing a contract with Microsoft.
Microsoft won't do that.
I know Microsoft wouldn't, but I'm saying it would be better off. Yeah, but the Steam store is infinitely more successful than the Microsoft store.
Yeah, but they still won't do it.
Like, that would be a smart move for both.
Not really, because Microsoft wants to sell their own stuff to their own first party. They've got their own Microsoft store. That's why Valve doesn't like Windows 8 as well, because it's got its own store that you go to by default pretty much.
But no one likes the store. I'm saying Microsoft would do really well by just fucking giving up on that and developing a store with Steam, for example, or someone else for games at least.
They won't do it.
And software.
Microsoft doesn't do that.
They won't do it. No, they will never do it, but that would be a good move on their part. Because no one, who the fuck uses the Microsoft Store? Like, I don't know anyone that likes the Microsoft Store. I really don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright, so
I don't think I've ever been on it.
So that's Valve's news, pretty much. Those are their consoles that are sort of coming out.
You know what they've been doing?
What?
Just gonna close this one out. Fucking make Half-Life 3.
Fuck. Oh my god, true.
Fucking make Half-Life 3. Stop with your stupid box. I'll throw it in a fucking river, you idiot.
I think the people that thought about Sniper Ghost Warrior thought about this box. They're like, you know, we got Sniper Ghost Warrior, let's make a stupid box as well. Fucking Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Alright, so
what were they thinking?
Valve is not the only guys that are getting into the hardware game. NVIDIA also getting into the hardware game.
Well, they're getting into the, they've always been in the hardware game, but in a different way.
Well, they're getting into a different way.
They're beginning it with their own front. Before that, they were never a front. They were always, you know, like the they made all the hardware, but yeah.
Alright, so NVIDIA is bringing out a gaming handheld. Basically, what's it called again? I don't know the project name, but it's sort of looks like an Xbox controller with a screen on top, a small screen. Basically, it's going to be able to stream PC games from your PC onto the console, so you'll be able to play that. And apparently, you'll also be able to stream the PC games to this thing and onto a TV, so you'll be able to play your PC
now
games on a TV through
that. This is a fucking better idea than the Steam Box already. This is what you want.
It's
you
a
want
better
an extension.
Idea.
You want an extension from your PC.
Yeah, it's also it's an Android Helm gaming system with Tegra 4 graphics chip, and it's got a 5-inch touchscreen. So you can use the game on the go, or hook up to the PC to stream to your small screen or a television. That's basically what it is, and I think it's a really good idea. I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well.
What do you guys think? I don't think this is even. I don't think Nintendo should be worried about this or anything. I think this is just a completely different thing from Nintendo's systems, like the DS. I think they're different reasons. DS is more on the go sort of thing, whereas I think this is more of a household sort of handheld.
Extension. From the screenshots that I've seen, like you can stream straight to like any sort of TV or computer screen or whatever. And it opens up like as an Android user interface, like it's pretty cool. I think it's almost sort of an Ouya, not a clone, but definitely a rival.
I think it has more functionality than an Ouya,
yeah,
to be honest.
Like Nvidia are like obviously a huge, massive company, and the leaders in GPUs for PC.
It's extremely smart. It's an extremely smart company as well.
Yeah.
Like they have some extremely talented people working for them.
Yeah.
Jesus. Look at that thing.
The grid thing. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
The actual console thing.
Pretty cool.
It hooks. It's wired. It's like straight to links to your TV. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
wireless.
Wi-Fi.
It's all Wi-Fi enabled,
that's
mate.
It's pretty cool.
Like, just imagine, you're playing
a
game on your computer and stuff, you're like, fuck, I don't really want to sit on my computer anymore, it's got like, it's more of a couch game, go to your lounge room, sit on the couch, just Wi-Fi it up to your TV, start playing, and it's already got like the controller is pretty much like an Xbox controller anyway, so you could do that,
and then
you
just
go to your
bed. The controller is a Retina display as well, 720p on a little 5-inch, like that'll look so crisp.
And
it's detachable or else, GG.
And as Shannon was saying, like Shannon loves like going to sleep. You could be playing your PC game. You're like,
I love sleeping, mate.
You're like, I feel like going to sleep, but I feel like playing a little bit more. So you could just take it to your bedroom, start playing the same PC game you're playing on your PC on this handheld.
Yep.
Just play it for a little bit. Now I'm going to sleep. Bam. Over.
Told you the Wii U touch interface was the future.
The greatest part about it is that all the Steam library games are going to be available from the launch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
so
it's like, so
everything you already have, you have. It's amazing. I love it. I want to buy one. I want to buy one right now.
You want to buy one more than you want to buy a fucking Steam Box.
Yeah, obviously.
Well,
I don't give a shit about Steam
Box. I will never buy a Steam Box. Like, I mean, look, like Nvidia's doing something progressive. They're, you know, changing what is. You know, they're adding on. Like, they're creating something completely unique.
And
you
I don't
know, it's
think
not it, it's not Wii U. It's definitely not Wii U. You know, it's completely different from that as well. It's like it's a much more progressive step, and it's definitely in the right direction that gaming needs to be going at this point for console gamers.
It's interesting
or for
TV
gaming, I would say.
Yeah, it's interesting to think well that progressive step is influenced by the mobile phone.
Hmm.
Like, you know, when the phones came out, like, no, any touch phone, like iPhone, Android, whatever, you know, everyone would, like, when people would say, oh, you know, it's the next step, people were like, oh, it's not, you know, it's never going to be, you know, what people want. And then for some reason, it's exactly what people want because, you know, sometimes phone games are pretty damn fun and just having that extra interface of being able to touch something seems to be the logical step.
Exactly. What I wonder, really, is though, say you're streaming a PC game from your PC to the TV, do you think it'll have the same, like, exactly as good graphics as it will on your PC? Do you think it'll just stream the image over? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to have the exact... Okay, the image on your TV, I feel like we'll have about as good of graphics. I don't feel it'll be quite as crisp, but at the same time, you know, it'll be better than a console, better than the current consoles.
Yeah. I think that with, obviously, we'll have a sort of cap resolution which it outputs at, so it will output, like, you know, 1080p. So you're never going to get really higher than that. But I don't see it being any less than what you really see on your computer screen in front of you. Obviously, it probably won't be as crisp as what Chris said, but you know, as long as PC games keep going forward and you can output them in 1080p, then it's going to be that console that sort of keeps up without having to technically upgrade anything inside of it, you know, because it's using streaming technology. The only thing that you're upgrading is your PC, so it's the logical step for PC gamers, and it's a way that instead of trying to make it into the console market like Steam are trying to do, it's they are making sure that PC gamers stay in the loop. Like, you know, because
they're
consoles...
They're making sure the PC gamers stay PC gamers but can still fucking do it
still
from
do
the pleasure
what
of sitting on their couch
exactly.
in the living room looking
That's
at their
exactly
TV.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
It's like... Yeah.
And not making them buy something separate. Like, I mean, they have to buy this thing,
they
but not making them buy another fucking computer, basically. Like, instead of having a second computer, like, you're using your current computer in your lounge room or, you know, streaming wirelessly to this little handheld controller and stuff like that, so... I think it's definitely pretty awesome.
Alright, so, hands up if you think you'd buy it. Me? If it was out right now,
which
I would
there we go.
Purchase it. I would purchase it right now. Shannon, you purchase it?
Yeah.
Wilsey, would you buy one if you had money?
No.
You wouldn't buy one of these?
I don't console at all.
Okay,
never.
It's very interesting.
I haven't console since fucking the dawn.
But you wouldn't want to, like,
break.
Just sit in your bed while playing your PC games?
No.
On this little thing?
I'm going to sleep.
Alright.
I have set time. I play LOL and go to bed. That's it.
Alright.
But wait, you're telling me that the entire time that you're on your computer, you would much rather be sitting in your computer chair, sitting there, you know, hands on the desk, like...
Oh, that's a comfy
here.
Shit.
You wouldn't want to, like, you know, lean back on a couch, chilling, relaxing, man.
This chair's like a couch itself. So comfy. You sit here for days. I'm sure you can sit on your chair and play WoW forever.
That's fair.
My chair's like a $600 chair. It's executive.
Oh, yeah. You know? Like,
bring the keyboard up into
the
fucking sky.
It just depends
sky.
What you want. I couldn't,
here
like, because on a computer,
bring
you can't tell much, like... Like, I can just chill and go talk to you guys and stuff at the same time.
But you could do
so
that
easier.
With this.
Alright. Chris,
you can talk to me out of your bed.
Playing Team Fortress, though, on your TV with this, like...
Would you buy it? Would you buy
it? With a hand? But I can't do this. Kill him, you know, so fast. So much faster than a console. That's what I think.
Chris
anyway.
Is an unbeliever,
yeah.
Basically.
He's an unbeliever.
Well,
he has no faith. Alright. Maya, would you buy one? I think I know your answer.
Maybe not at this point. You know, I have some other things that I would purchase before buying that. I, you know, want it to be out for a little bit and see what it was all about. Maybe try a friend's or read some reviews, you know, kind of check it out before I actually bought it. But I most likely would end up getting it.
Yeah. So we're pretty much in agreement, all of us, aside from Wilsey, the old man out. So we get it.
He plays Harvest Moon.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he probably plays, you know, he probably plays Maple Story, too.
I wouldn't be surprised. So we have more in the video to use, but we're going to break that up. We've had, like, 3 hardware topics in a row, so I'm going to break up the hardware topics for a second. Recently, Vice President Biden, I don't know how you say it, he's an American vice president, met with the industry bigwigs, like, obviously gaming industry bigwigs, EA, some of the other ones. Activision to talk about gun control. In the follow-up
so
from Sandy Bridge. So it's, I think in America right now, after that Sandy thing, the shooting, they're going on a lot about games causing violence again, and it's escalated as far as have a talk with the vice president. I don't get it, America. Fix your fucking damn problems and don't play video.
Something. If for example, say you had a kid, right? Say you had a son, Your son's like 17, just got his license, whatever, here in America. And he goes out driving around, right? He's just cruising. And a drunk driver runs a red light and kills your son and the two passengers in his car, okay?
Hmm.
So, do you fucking, like, get really fucking pissed and be, oh, alcohol, we should ban alcohol. Prohibit alcohol.
But,
it wasn't the guy's
in that scenario,
fault. His judgment wasn't, you know, his judgment was correct. It's the alcohol's fault. And what people are doing is the same thing with everything else. They're saying, oh, it's the gun's fault. Blame the NRA. Blame this, blame that. And they're trying to point fingers at that when the fucking guy that did that obviously had some problems. And you know what? No matter what, people like that are going to gain access to guns. They're going to gain access to shit like that. Like, you know, people that have the motives to do things like that have the ways, the means to get what they want and what they need. I mean, he's going to be able to stockpile ammo no matter how you go about it. It's just not going to be legal. But if he's a criminal, he obviously doesn't fucking care if it's legal. He's about to go shoot a bunch of fucking kids. Why would he care if he's buying legal guns or not? Is he concerned with that? No.
See, it's a very interesting topic for coming from your side. That's it's interesting because we're Americans are completely different Australians. We don't really have the same like proliferation of guns in Australia as compared to America do. So I don't. I'd like to get some feedback on like the gaming violence sort of thing with what they're talking about from one of our Australian guys as well. We'll see.
Shannon? Yeah.
You want to talk about this for a second?
Yeah, I guess. Cool. I don't really like talking about this subject because it's a very much a debatable subject, and I don't want to bring too much politics onto Scotch gaming. But
yeah.
I still don't. I don't think.
I just want to know why the fuck they're bringing the big industry bigwigs. Why are they even having this conversation?
Right,
it's
okay.
Got nothing to do with games.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'll tell you exactly why. Everything always needs a scapegoat. There needs to be a reason for something.
Yeah.
All right? Now, back, you know, 50, 60 years ago, the biggest thing that people could blame was comics, because they were a way of expressing yourself that wasn't available on TV at the time. There were themes and things that people would talk about that wasn't accepted in society. Nobody would ever point a finger at a comic book now. The next movement was music. Punk music, rock music, it was all blamed for violence, all blamed for killing and all that sort of stuff. We're just the next scapegoat. Video games are the next scapegoat. It's very easy to blame something else instead of looking at the root of the problem. I'm not saying whether or not banning guns is the problem. I don't want to comment on that at all. But, you know, one of the biggest reasons why people are actually going to go out and shoot people is not because they've got guns. It's not, they could, if they really wanted to kill someone, they could use a knife. Guns are obviously a very easy way of doing it.
Well, let me interrupt you there for one second.
Yeah.
You can't go to a school with a knife and kill
that's
like
what I mean.
30 people.
That's
so
what
I mean.
Like, if you're wanting to do it properly, you need something that's going to take them out. Obviously, a gun's going to do that. But separate from that, mental health is probably a big thing. You know, people that are going out and doing that sort of thing aren't sane. Because I've never ever wanted to do that, and I play games every day.
How many people have you killed in a game, do you think, Shannon?
Oh, hundreds of thousands. Like, there's counters in games.
Perspective too. I go in Grand Theft Auto, right? And there's this little section of road that you can drive on, and it's actually not road. It's like this waterway next to the water, and that entire area is just. No, it's like a walkway, and it goes like this, and goes to the water, and then it goes like that, and it's filled with people. It's the most populated area I've ever found in the game. And I will get in a car, and I will drive down that aisle, go left, smash people against the wall, you know, fucking
hold my scotch
kill
in my
like
and just watch
100 people
now,
in
Chris.
One driving down the thing, and I've never had a desire to do that.
Have you ever
in real life in all my life? And you know, I've probably gone on like probably killed like 3,000 people in half an hour in Grand Theft Auto by running them over.
And how many people have you killed in half an hour in real life, Chris?
Oh, just you know, a good 30 or so, but
it's nowhere even close.
nowhere close to Grand Theft. No, but seriously, like I've never had the desire to go out and kill people, and you know I'm not a violent person because of the games that I play, and that no one else is. Like, obviously if you're being influenced by that, or you're blaming, it's more that you're just blaming that as an influence so that you can look better.
All right, well,
basically,
I think
like, oh, well, I saw it in Grand Theft Auto. The way out for people, it's like exactly what Shannon said, people need a scapegoat
as
a way out.
And it's the easiest way for the governments, like I was saying, I don't want to really get into the gun laws thing because that's a separate thing than what we even have in Australia. But instead of blaming things like gun laws or mental, the mental hospital side, the mental illness side of like the community on trying to fix up things like that, they're going for the thing that, you know, just because there's violence in video games that people are going to do it. There's violence in movies, man. Like, you'll watch some movies and they're way more violent than what you can get in a video game.
And the thing is that movies are realistic. Like, it's real.
Yeah,
it's a picture.
It's real people.
You're watching it actually happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, honestly, you can go out and you can see shit happen in, like, real life. Like, fights all the fucking time. Like, you know, you experience so much in the real world that we're really going to point fingers at video games. When, you know, you can go out and you can watch someone get shot on the street corner.
Well,
and, you know,
I've never ever gone and watched someone get shot in the street corner, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you could see that, like, that could happen. And violence
could.
Like that has been going on since before video games even existed.
Yeah, true.
I mean, like...
I think that settles it, though, Chris. Scotch Gaming says, video games do not cause violence. Biden, if you're watching, or Biden, if you're watching, you may as well put this talk to rest. It's done. Scotch Gaming gives games the A-OK.
We solved it for you, mate.
We
solved it for you. Do something cooler.
Idiot.
You're just bored, mate.
You're bored. Stop playing video games. They're cool. Alright.
Start playing them.
Maybe you should stop Sniper Ghost Warrior. Never been.
Yeah, maybe play Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Yeah.
Alright.
Hate games.
Alright, we're gonna get. It's not as bad as fucking Harry Potter, the Goblet of Fire, mate. Nothing is ever as bad as that.
Wait, Kurt, I have a question for you.
What?
Do you have, like, the impression that after playing those games, you can go out and cast spells on people and you know, control them and create fire in your hand and shit? I don't know what happens in the game.
No.
I mean, like, you can, you know, paralyze people with a wand. Like, did you go buy a wand and go try and do that?
Yes.
Maybe an owl?
I don't doubt he'd.
Yes, I really wish I could do that. I would,
you were influenced by these games.
It's just, I would definitely cast spells in public if I could.
There's a YouTube video on man cast spells on little children.
If these violent games are such an influence,
I don't want
to
watch that
yet.
Movie.
If these violent games are such an influence, then why is our government not trying to help industries to develop games about going to, like, a fair and buying cotton candy and riding a roller coaster.
Don't give them ideas, Chris.
And blowing balloons up and shit, like, water balloon fights.
Pretty sure that all those games probably already exist on some, like, mobile phone game somewhere. I would not be surprised.
They should ban those games where give you a real, like, a real, shooting gun at the carnivals and shit. Like, it's, what's that little ball thing? Shoots out of guns.
Like a BB gun.
BB gun. They give you a fucking real BB gun. They're shooting that, like, straight. That's just not cool, man. Like,
well, you don't like
so much violence. Yeah.
Yeah. So much violence.
Gives you a
man.
Feel of a real gun, and you know, you want it again.
Alright, let's move on from that.
You want it again.
You're like, I've got the feels. It's in my bones. I need it.
Oh,
America. Alright, let's move on.
Stay America.
Back to some hardware news. NVIDIA, once again, they've announced their own supercomputer. It is called The Grid. Basically, let me look what it is. They made it by combining 700 Xbox 360s into one tall box. Each grid contains 240 NVIDIA GPUs that stream titles to your smart TV.
Why Xbox 360s?
I don't know.
Because they use NVIDIA GPUs, that's why.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, whatever.
I think it's just like a proof of concept.
Basically, NVIDIA plans to license the grid software to a handful of companies in the US and abroad, allowing them to use NVIDIA's rack hardware to beam streaming games to their customers. So, NVIDIA's pretty much here just trying to get their foot into where they see the future of gaming going to be, streaming.
Just cloud gaming, yeah.
Cloud gaming, streaming. I think it's a great idea, because for them. What do you guys reckon?
Well, I see it as another way of getting into the console market without getting into the console market. I just think it's a really smart way of doing it. The fact that, you know, they're wanting to basically make this... See, they're doing it right. They're making the hardware for the developers, not the other way around. You know, they're not just letting anyone make this grid thing. They're doing it themselves and then using that as a tool for developers to get their stuff out there easily to homes. For people that don't want to buy consoles or have never bought consoles or just want an easy way of getting information.
Can you just imagine, Shannon, you have one Xbox 360, you could be playing with a power of 700. Can you just imagine playing a game with 700 Xbox 360s around you?
Well, I still have connection issues, that's for sure.
Well, so if you don't get the red ring...
Oh, the whole fucking server crashes. Sorry guys, red ring.
Oh, yeah, it would definitely.
But I don't know if that. Funny. Do you think they'll actually do the 700 360s?
Like
or
I said, I think,
make
I think it's
thing?
A proof of concept. They just wanted to use something that people could relate to. They don't want to say, they don't want to release, you know, their brand new GPU codes and then say, oh yeah, we've got, you know, the new 7 series GPUs. We've got 400 of them running on this thing. Like, they want to use something that people can relate to. People that aren't. You know, it's even easy for people that don't play PC to understand. If you've got 700 fucking Xboxes, that's a lot of fucking computing power. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's just a way of proving the concept and just showing to people that don't really, you know, necessarily understand that sort of stuff to grasp it.
For their demo, they what they did is they streamed software trying to they streamed their software to an LG LCD TV at 1080p. And then the same game was brought up on the Transformer Prime tablet with the NVIDIA Grid app, picking up exactly where the game was left off on the television.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that? Like, you could just go... It's cloud. Cloud's the future, man. It's...
Yeah.
It's
it
amazing. I love it. Fucking, I love it.
You'd kiss it.
I would kiss it if I had one right next to me. I want to buy one of these, and then I'll lease it to all you guys.
Fuck. You'll buy the server.
Mate, yeah. It's like $1 billion.
I'm gonna buy one. I'm gonna buy one, put it in my house, and then... Because they have no plans to bring it to Australia.
A billion, that's way too much. I don't know why I would say a number like that.
Yeah, we'll never get that here.
The thing is... Yeah, the thing is, I think you need one of these in the country you're actually streaming to. I don't know if the lag from, like, Australia to America would do well for, like, streaming 1080p.
Nah.
No, mate, it'd do just fine.
I don't think so. Cause I get
no problem.
I get like 7 megs to America and 100 megs to Australia.
Mate, it's Xbox 360. It eliminates all lag. God.
What do you think, Chris? Is this something you would get into?
Gosh.
We'll see. We'll see. Is this
what,
something you could get into? This
thing. Computer? Is that what
you're
talking about?
Yeah.
My computer is already super enough. So.
Nah.
No, all right. It's not at all.
Final thoughts on NVIDIA Grid.
Sounds fucking
looks
awesome.
Cool.
NVIDIA,
and I lost my score on fucking Hexagon Rush, whatever the fuck it's called.
You're doing better than Valve. NVIDIA, you came out on top. And the last thing, Ouya devs, dev kits were sent out, and we as a world got a first look at some games running on the device. Now, admittedly, they were only sort of like Android little phone games that we saw running, but they ran perfectly fine on the TVs that we saw them running on. They looked good. And the console's working, and we've seen it work now. So I'm pretty happy, excited with it. I don't know. What do you guys think? That's actually a reality.
One thing that you didn't mention about NVIDIA, because I actually had a ton of announcements, was the Tegra 4 chip. So their new mobile platforms.
You're right.
What I will say, that's a bit of a shame for the Ouya, is it's running Tegra 3, so it's going to be a generation behind by the time it launches.
Mm.
And
all these things that there are, like the NVIDIA's handhelds running Tegra 4, so
yeah,
it's a bit disappointing. But who knows, they might upgrade it.
But the rest of its features are pretty damn good. Like, it's for $99, like, I can see all this new NVIDIA stuff that's coming out to be quite pricey, like, it's not going to be cheap.
Mm.
But this thing's still $99. Like, it's such a cheap, easy way to get like a PC style console into your living room without being a PC that still has features like, you know, web browser and YouTube support and any other apps that anyone wants to make and that's completely hackable, which this stuff won't be that's coming out. You know, all this new stuff is going to still be built by the manufacturer, and you won't be able to change it like you can with the Ouya. Like this thing, you know, they've even said they've built it to be taken apart, so you can actually upgrade the hardware.
You can put a Tegra 4 chip in.
You can put a Tegra 4 chip in if you so wish. Like, it's up to the developer, it's up to the hardware developer or whatever to do what they want with the machine. So I think it still definitely has its place, but things are going to change very quickly with technology in the next couple of years.
I'm excited where technology's heading. What I will say though, with all these new hardware coming out, I think we're going to be very flushed with choice as to what we want to play in the next generation. Because obviously we have the big two, PlayStation 3, or PlayStation and Xbox. They're going to be bringing out new consoles, probably not this year, but early next year, I'd say. Sometime next year, we're definitely going to get announcements. So we have all this stuff coming out. I don't know. I think hardware games can be tough to break big into for some of these newer guys.
Yeah, it will be. But if anyone can do it and anyone has the backing, it's Nvidia.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Alright, next topic. Everyone hates War Z.
Next topic.
Explain to me to me some of the reasons why everyone hated the War Z when it came out.
Alright. Oh, Shannon? Is you the new Shannon?
Oh, sorry.
Go for it, Shannon.
No, go for it, Wilsey.
Go for it, man.
Oh, wow. So glitchy already.
I don't even sound like that.
Actually, we have the same voice, so...
Yeah, so you just talk normally.
Okay. Well, War Z is already glitchy. Like, from what I've seen in trailers, it still doesn't compare to DayZ, even though it came out, like, after DayZ.
There's, I know, for a
chat.
Copy, it's a pretty bad one.
Yeah, you think it's good?
No. I don't. Oh, okay. Well, I haven't played it, but yeah.
If you've watched the trailers and videos and stuff, it looks choppy and shit. Like the fighting melee style. If you mean it, it's just like the whole body doesn't, but the arm. So stupid.
So
and,
some
no voice. What was that?
Some of the things they did as well, they lied on their... Well, they sold over Steam, yeah? And they lied on their Steam page. They said, we have multiple maps. They had one map.
Oh.
They said that...
They don't.
The map was 100 kilometers square wide. It was like... it was 100 kilometers squared. It was like 10 kilometers squared. it was like... and they also changed, like... if you died, you had to wait like 4 hours before you could respawn, or you could pay like 50 cents to spawn again. It was just like stupid shit like that.
I saw that it has a store as well, which I think you can pay real money, which is really gay. Like, why would you pay real money for that game? But I think it's sort of a bit unfair as well. DayZ was built off Arma 2 platform, and War Z is just fresh off I think that's how it is, anyway, but, apparently the multiplayer in War Z is impossible. You can't see other people's names when you mouse over them, and, yeah, you pretty much just die all the time.
So this game is pretty much dead. I don't think anyone really is playing. I don't know if that many people are playing it. And DayZ, it looks like they're coming out with their new version of the DayZ game, with a rehashed UI. Clean interface, all that sort of thing. So,
that should be
fuck War Z and go DayZ. So, pretty much that it. All right, Sony has got a patent that looks like it could stop you from playing used games. I don't know if they would actually use this, but if they did, it'd fuck up retailers.
The chip that goes on the CD, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Is it?
But
it's got like embedded.
You can say goodbye to Gamefly and rentals anything.
But like, obviously this fucks up some of the retailers, like GameStop and everything. But already, if you buy digital stuff, you can't really resell it anyway. So people are going more and more digital. So I don't know. Like,
with consoles though, they're really not though, because it's like, I honestly think that if Sony starts to implement this into their consoles, that they're going to lose a lot of users. Because, like, people buy games like, for example, Assassin's Creed 3. They buy the game, they play through the campaign, and they, you know, beat the game, and they don't have as much desire to play the game anymore, so they trade it in to get the next game. And if their ability to do that is going to be taken away, I can see people moving away from the PlayStation to other consoles.
Yeah.
From Shannon, you work at an unknown retailer that does this sort of thing. What do you think?
Purely from a retail standpoint, it'd be the end. There's no doubt about it, because obviously when you're selling physical games, that's where your money's coming in, and if you're not selling physical games, you're not making money. So, in saying that, it's something that Sony will do, not for a long time. Like, they might have patented, yes, but there are so many patents for things that will never ever come out. It's just something that they want to have in their back pocket. Because if they did, they would instantly lose the support of the retail community. And like Chris was saying, like, it's a massive thing. Remember, you've still got to sell consoles. People aren't going to buy them if they know that they can only download them, download the games, I should say. Which means that GameStop US will actually not sell this PlayStation 4, or whatever they call it. And they'll lose the ability to sell the console, which will actually make them go bankrupt. So it'll never happen.
That would make them go bankrupt.
It would, because where you're going to sell your... You don't understand how many consoles get shipped out of GameStop. Like,
oh, you're saying GameStop would go bankrupt. Okay, I thought you were saying Sony.
Sony would basically stop making consoles. They would lose all their money. They're already losing money in their gaming sector.
The company wouldn't go bankrupt.
Oh, they're pretty damn close. Like... there's nothing really holding Sony
up.
They
really don't have that great of TV or anything like that anymore. They're kind of like a downhill company.
Not with Samsung, do you know what I mean? Yeah. No, they're definitely, like, they're not, like, I don't want to say they're going out of business tomorrow or anything like that, but the thing
would be
the end of their company, at least for gaming, if they decide to do that, because GameStop US has already done it one of their handhelds before. They did it with the PSP Go. The PSP Go was a download-only console. There was no ways of actually buying a physical game. GameStop US, and then it came into Australia as well with EB Games, said, yeah, we're not selling your console. And then the PSP Go actually flunked, and they had to stop shipping it within a few months. So that just shows you the power of the retailer perspective, but it also shows you the how easy it is for them to also lose control over it just by something small, like, you know, something like that happening. But it's not going to happen for a long time. It's just basically a patent for a patent's sake. What I will say, though, is the way that people are actually looking at it, more likely that it will be, is that it does have, like, a feature to basically lock that game to your console, but people are suggesting that it could be to lock it, instead of having online passes for your games, it's just on the disc, because there's a lot of things that go wrong with the online passes and that sort of stuff. So it might be just to do with online, which that is sort of the way that one's gone anyway. You know, most games nowadays have an online pass, so if it's built onto the CD, it's just going to make less of a hassle for the consumer. They won't have to enter in a code every time. But yeah, I wouldn't count on them actually completely removing the feature to use second-hand or pre-owned games on the console.
And that's why fucking PCs are the way of the future. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Because, we're still way too reliant on retail stores driving up the price. Like, there's a reason why digital downloads are quite often more expensive than the retail games that you buy, or if not the same price. Even when you consume, there's no overhead on digital games, really. There's no shipping, no anything like that. But we're still paying the same amount because retailers sort of, like, they can't survive if the digital was so cheap. And, you know, I like retail stores, but I wish they all died. I wish they all die so I could have cheap games. Because that's what would happen if retail died. We would have a lot cheaper games, and most likely we'd go a lot more digital. And we're already going digital.
It's not going to happen. I mean, this generation is something that's not going to happen.
It won't happen for a while.
It's not going to happen probably for at least another one or two generations. But it's going to be something that does happen, because it is definitely the next step.
I do think there should be a way,
internet ready fuckers.
I do think there is a way that we should be able to trade in digital games in a
and
way
do it in
like
Japan.
Yeah, like there should be a way where we can just trade in our pass and get some money for it, like less money. That would enable some of these retail stores to maybe not be so retail and just focus more on the internet sort of thing. So say I could go to like a JB Hi-Fi and trade in my like online game, and then they could sell it. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna move on to. Oh, sorry. What were you saying, Sean?
No, I was about to say that's what they do. They need to work something out like that.
Because you can't. Obviously, the software developers don't want that. They hate you selling resale.
And how many
games.
Times, really, when you think about it, you've bought a game and your mate's like, "Oh wow, I haven't played it. Can I borrow it?" And you're just like, "Yeah, go for it, man. Play the shit out of it." Imagine you can't do that anymore. Imagine you can't lend your friend that game that, like, you know, he's not sure if he actually wants to play it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You have to lend in the whole Steam account, and then you can't play games while that's happening.
Yeah.
How fucking annoying. Jeez. Alright, so R18 games. R18 has been officially done in Australia. We have it. We have an R18
Whoa.
Rating now.
We
and
have it! Yes!
We are now adults. We can decide what games we can play. We've had our first R18 game also released in Australia on Wii U, Ninja Gaiden 3. I don't really care about Ninja Gaiden that much, but I'm excited to see a R18 game. Very
you know,
excited.
The most, I suppose the ironic thing is like the first game that's rated R18 in Australia is on a console that's traditionally like focused on families. I find that hilarious. But yeah, definitely to see.
Well, at least kids won't use like samurai swords anymore, you know?
Yeah.
When kids have samurai swords run around.
Yeah, no, just chop people up on the street.
Yeah, I know. So now it's good that 18 over here. It's going to be funny hearing.
So now only people that can buy swords can actually do it.
I just hope that like when I go into a retail store and they're like, "Oh, are you over 18?" and I have to get my ID out and shit, that would sort of suck. Because I do a child.
Like, no man, I'm under 18. My name is Christopher Wilson. I go to school.
Who are you? I go to school.
I am a student.
Alright. So R18, thumbs up from Australia. Quickly, I'm just going to talk to you about one of the new MMOs that is coming out in the future. It's called Defiance. Tryon Worlds is producing in collaboration with Sci-Fi Channel. Sci-Fi Channel is making a TV show, and Tryon Worlds is making a first-person shooter MMO. And things will happen on the TV show will happen on the MMO. I got into the stress test. I think it was yesterday I got into the stress test. It was a 3-hour one to see how the game. What I think of the game is, when I played it, it was buggy as shit. Buggiest thing I've ever seen, but it was the fucking stress test, and they said that these things are fucking definitely happen. Well, I like the gameplay. I thought the shooting was quite good. The story seems quite interesting. The world seems fucking huge, and you get vehicles. You can call vehicles, do jumps and shit like that. The shooting's good. One thing I would have to say though is the powers, like the abilities you get in the game, seem very, very underwhelming, and I often didn't really even want to use them, so I don't like that aspect. But I think as a free-to-play, this is going to be a free-to-play game. I think as a free-to-play game, you can use. I would play it with my friends. My friends are all going to play it. I've decided.
Thanks, man.
I actually had fun though. It was quite good. I think it's something that we all just go in and have some fun with, like, some guns and run around. It was a huge world. It was a hugely open world. And it actually felt big. Like, it felt like I wasn't in, like, a smaller instance. It felt huge. And I think they need to fix up the UI a little bit. UI was very confusing. But, I don't know. Are you guys going to play it with me?
I've always liked the concept from the beginning. I like the fact that the TV show and the game sort of, like, tie in with one another. You know, characters that might be killed off in the show, you'll actually be killing in the game. I think that's a really, really cool feature. How that actually works when they actually get it live is going to be a completely different story. But I've always been interested in it since they announced it, so yeah, I'll give it a shot. If it's free to play, why not? I don't have to pay money for it.
Exactly.
I'll play with you, Kurt.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. I knew you would. You love free to play.
Oh, yeah, mate.
But, I know, there's more stress tests going on and beta stuff going on in next weekend, the weekend off. I'm not sure exactly, but sign up, guys. Have some fun. Don't get angry when it crashes, because, you know, it will.
Well, let us know, you know. Just give us a link.
I'll put the link somewhere. I don't know.
Ah, sweet.
Alright, now we're just going to do one of our last things. That's pretty much all the news done for the week. Whoa, an hour and a half. It's pretty good for the news section for us. Just going to go around the round table of prophets, a.k.a. Scotch Gaming Hosts. Name one thing that you will predict will happen in 2013, a.k.a. this year. It doesn't really have to be gaming related, it can be hardware related. Just something that you think will happen. We'll go Mayor first.
Yeah, choose me last because I'm at a really hard point in Super Hexagon.
Alright. Mayor's looking very confused. He's like,
predict, Chris.
Go for it, Kurt. You're starting it,
mate. No, you're starting it, mate.
Well, yes, I just got the fucking new record on the game.
You guys all heard about a Death Star was proposed to the US government. And
really?
they declined to build it, unfortunately.
Oh,
so
damn it.
I think that they're going to build it, though. I guess it's going to cost $845 quadrillion.
Are they going to do it in secret? Do you think they'll blow up any planets?
I think so, for sure. It's been a huge, you know, goal for the United States government to blow up planets. Pretty much been that way for their entire existence.
Yes,
and I think everyone is very aware of that.
Well, there's not much else you can do. You blow up a city. You've done that. Now, what else is left apart from blowing up a planet?
Exactly. I mean, you blow up a city, you blow up a person, you know, you can blow up a car, but planets, you gotta move on to planets eventually, mate. You just gotta do it. And I think that's the next step for the United States. I think we're gonna be having a star.
I just got 216 seconds on Super Hexagon. Let's see what I'm ranked. I'm ranked 240th in the world out of 150,000 people.
It's not bad.
240th in the world, mate. Just have to let everyone know that.
Alright, Shannon, what do you predict will happen in the world? And and no, it cannot. I will get number one record in Super Hexagon.
Alright, so well, now I can actually put that down because I've been playing that the whole time with Scotch Gaming. What do I think will happen? Is it just within gaming, or it can be anything?
It could be anything, my friend.
This year.
Can't be something that we know is going to happen either.
No.
And then next year, if it happens, you'll get a gold star.
Alright.
Gold star.
I think. This is a really hard one. Yeah. I'm trying not to do it about games.
Well, it can be about games.
Yeah. Alright. Come on. They're gonna make the world's first. Okay, this year. By the end of this year, they will have the world's first properly functioning robot in homes. Or they'll at least be prototyping it. Not these ones that they've had, you know. I reckon we might actually see something that people can start to buy. There we go.
Alright, excellent.
That's mine, yeah.
Alright, Hair Lord, aka Wilsey, what's your prediction for this year?
Liam's funeral is soon, since he passed away. Poor Liam. Yeah, he's right, not really. What else? I think I will have a Protoss robot by the end of this year.
Okay.
A what? <All right. laughs> A robot? Is that what you said? Oh,
I
so you think you're actually going to get one.
Robot.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first to have one.
You're going to be the first guy.
I
have two predictions. Someone in the world... Sorry, I'll have to have two. Well, one sort of like not... One sort of real, one sort of not. Non-real one. All right. Someone in the world is going to make the perfect scotch. I don't know when or how, but it's It's gonna happen. It's going to be the perfect scotch. You drink it, and you pretty much you'll be drunk for the rest of your life. You don't need another scotch ever again. But yeah, but it's so good that it makes you want to drink some more scotch. So you have it anyway. Alright, my real one.
What if
though,
you can never find brew again?
But by the end of the year, I think scientists, human beings, somewhere will have created their first stable warp hole.
Wow, that's pretty advanced.
I think it'll be the size of like a pinhole, but I think they'll have a stable pin, like pin-sized warp hole.
Right, I have that one too, by the way.
What's that?
I just got a new one.
I actually think by the end of this year that we are going to be taking huge steps into having like touchscreen glass windows and such. Where,
well,
you know,
cool,
you can control, you have like an app on your window or like your fridge, and like I think we're going to be moving to a much more glass oriented culture and a society where like
glass to be everywhere.
You know what would be really cool?
I have a feeling that that's kind of where we're moving with things at this point.
You know,
and a lot of things are going to be touchscreen and controllable through that, so like you won't even need blinds.
Yeah.
Then we can finally build the moon fortress that we've always wanted.
Yeah,
you know,
completely out of glass.
You know Windows glasses? You know the Windows glasses thing that, like, Google Glasses thing they're doing, sorry?
Yeah.
I think, like, maybe by the end of the year, if that's out, we'll possibly have, like, imagine the cool augmented reality games we could have with that. Say you're walking on the street and, like, you're playing with, like, it's like an MMO and stuff, like, you'll do quests in, like, your area. Your quest would be like, oh, go to this place and order something. I reckon they'll have the first Google
Fuck
Glasses
that
invented.
I don't want to do that.
It could be fun.
I think.
You've got a monocle in your, as your hair.
Yeah.
Last one, we'll see.
Okay. I think the world will end in September 6th.
Alright, you heard it here first.
You'll be there. It will end.
Alright.
The Cayennes. Yeah.
The Cayennes. The Cayenne civilization.
Yeah.
Ancient Cayennes have predicted.
That a new one?
Oh, they're all new to me.
Towards the Moon Palace.
Let's put Chris to bed.
Alright, Shannon, I heard you've got a new competition that you want to announce for all Scotch gamers.
I am.
So, take it away and tell us how they can do this.
Alright, so, I don't give a fuck if you guys listen to my style of music or not. But basically, this competition is, we have just recorded our first EP as a band, which I told you guys at the beginning of the show. And I've decided, or we have decided collectively, that we're going to give one away to one of our lucky listeners, aka watchers, listeners. And basically, the way that you're going to enter is going to be super easy, and I'll post all the links up on the Facebook, is you'll go to my band page, and you'll like it, and you'll post on our page, on the comments section, Scotch Gaming brought me here. And I will randomly select, using my friendly Google number generator, a person that is lucky enough to receive the EP. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Shannon, I actually hate hardcore music, and I don't really like you too much. Well, fret not, young Scotch gamers, because one of the songs is a direct inspiration from Final Fantasy VIII, which is it's from 8, you idiot.
Is it? He said 7.
No, it's 8. All right, and I know it's your second favorite Final Fantasy, so this could be your second favorite CD. So just remember that.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a big call.
Now,
it's happen.
Can I win this CD?
No, you can't.
I really want to win it though.
It's only available to our listeners. So
damn it.
Get on, guys. Go to, I'll just call it out, but I will post links. www.facebook.com/myfavoriteepisode. Spelt the Australian way with an OU. And post on there, Scotch Gaming brought me here.
Shannon, if I give
like
you some money. If I give you some money, can I just win it quickly?
Do you just want to buy? You want it that bad? All right.
Back.
Yeah. So that's the competition. This I'll run this for a couple of weeks because we haven't received the mastered CDs yet. But once I do, I'll let everyone know. And yeah.
All right.
That's it.
So that's our episode for today. It's been a good one, an hour and 40 minutes or so. It's a good size, considering we just came back for our first week. Yeah, a bit rusty. Hope you'd all have fun. I certainly had an amazing time. I loved talking to all these guys. I loved doing this for you guys out there. Scotch gamers everywhere in the world. There's over 1,000 of you guys now, so we're fucking super stoked about that. 1,100, let's keep climbing, reach for the stars, and stuff like that. Let's do some quick shout-outs before we finish. Start off with Will C the Hair Lord. Go for it, mate.
Yeah, it's my hair, because he's stupid. Also, shout-out to Lisa, she watches the show all the time.
Is she really?
Yeah, you rock, girl. You know, what's up, girl? What's up, girl?
Alright, Maya, shout out to you, my friend.
What's up, girl?
That's you, Maya. What's it going?
So, but I want to sleep with my eyes open.
What?
Shout out, my friend.
Oh, I'm Javon. Cool.
What? That made no sense at all.
What? Keep calm and chive on.
Okay, alright. Shannon, your shout out.
Some chives. Yeah, just shout out to my band, of course. Shout out to Liam. Sorry to hear that you died. That was not really sad, but I suppose, whatever.
Life.
And shout out to our other host that couldn't make it tonight, Mr. Abdoodle, Nick Abs. He couldn't be here because he's a bit sick, so yeah. Shout
check
out
him to out on Nick Abs Comics.
Yeah, go to Nick Abs Comic Guys on Facebook with an X because he's hardcore.
Alright, and for me, www.facebook.com/scotchgamingpodcast. Go there, like us, and you will get free girls forever, all of them supermodels.
Can I re-like the page?
Also, if you have...
Are they waiting in your basement, Kurt?
Oh, I stole a few of them. If you have any questions you want to email into us, you can get to us on...
That's good.
ScotchGaming@hotmail.com. And that's pretty much it. We want to thank you for tuning in. We love you all and look forward to the supermodels. Later, Scotch gamers.
Fuck off.
Outro music.
Scotch Gaming Podcast.